Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bruschi Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bruschi Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Health officials are advising residents and visitors to stay out of the water at several Lake Huron beaches after routine water testing detected elevated levels of E. coli bacteria. The beaches currently closed to swimming include Bird Creek County Park, Caseville County Park, Port Crescent State Park, Day Use Beach, Port Sanilac State Park, Port Sanilac Village Park, and Wagoner County Park. The closures were issued as a precaution to protect public health after water samples exceeded Michigan safety standards for swimming. Local health departments will continue collecting follow-up water samples, and the beaches will remain closed until testing confirms bacteria levels have returned to safe limits. Health officials say elevated E. coli levels are often caused by a combination of heavy rainfall, stormwater runoff, high waves, wildlife such as geese, and occasionally failing septic systems or agricultural runoff. Swimming in contaminated water can lead to gastrointestinal illnesses, skin infections, and other waterborne diseases. Visitors are encouraged to obey all posted warning signs and check current beach conditions before heading to the shoreline through Michigan's Beach Guard Monitoring System, where updated testing results are posted as they become available. Officials say additional testing is underway and the affected beaches will reopen as soon as water quality meets state health standards. And Jeremy Ryan Gruber appeared in Huron County District Court yesterday before Judge Ferris for charges for driving offenses. Gruber is charged with driving on a suspended license, his second offense, and a civil infraction for lacking insurance. The arraignment was originally scheduled for July 16th, but Gruber failed to appear. He told the court he was in custody in Lapeer and East Point at the time. Yesterday's hearing by attorney Michelle Arciev, Gruber entered pleas of not guilty and not responsible. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, allowing Gruber to remain free without posting cash, though it was assessed a $30 fee for his previous failure to appear. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach had been appointed to handle the remainder of the case. There is a probate or probable cause conference scheduled for August 20th and a plea cutoff hearing scheduled for September 10th at 9 a.m. When we come back from this Bruschi Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Call Bruschi Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bruschi, your roofing specialist from Bruschi Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bruschi Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bruschi Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our local news, William McHale Moed appeared in Huron County District Court for his arraignment on felony charges. Judge Ferris presided over the hearing where William faces counts of larceny and breaking and entering a building. Prosecutors allege the crimes occurred on May 25th, 2022. Defense attorney Michelle Arciev represented William during the proceedings. The court maintained the bond of $3,500, which has already been posted. As in condition of his release, William is prohibited from contacting the victim and is barred from entering the property involved in the case. The court scheduled a probable cause conference for August 6th, followed by a preliminary examination on August 14th. William is retaining his own counsel. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.